Chapter 1. Nangala Fejo. Is this your first trip to Australia? Asked the lady next to me on the plane. I had watched two films and read some of my Australian guidebooks, and I couldn't sleep. I was happy to talk to somebody on the long journey. Yes, I said. I'm visiting a friend who lives in Sydney. I told her my basic itinerary. I want to surf in Byron Bay and visit the Great Barrier Reef and the rainforest in the Daintree. Then, if there's enough time, I'm going across to Darwin in the Northern Territory. After that, I want to go through the interior and down to Adelaide and Melbourne. I'm going to work as a volunteer as much as I can. What do you think? Is that enough for 6 months? She laughed. I think so. Australia's the same size as Europe, with a lot more uninhabited spaces. And what about you? I asked. Are you visiting as well? My story is quite a complicated one, she told me. But we've got 10 hours if you want to hear it. I nodded. I'm Aborigine, she said. How much do you know about the indigenous people of Australia? Not very much, I admitted. But I know that the Aborigines suffered a lot when the first white people arrived. Did your family suffer too? Yes, we suffered for a long time, she said. I can tell you my story. My birth name was Nangala Fejo, but my passport says I'm Maria Jones. I grew up with my mother, my brothers and sisters, and my community in a bush camp near Tennant Creek in the Northern Territory. I have never met my father. My mother didn't talk about him very much, but I knew that he was a white man. I still remember the love and laughter of those days, long ago. I especially remember the traditional dancing around the campfire at night. I was about 8 years old, and I loved dancing. I insisted on dancing with the men, even though the girls were supposed to sit and watch. But then in 1956, when I was 12, the white men came and took my sisters and me away. My brothers escaped because they could run fast, but the men put all the girls into a lorry. My mother was screaming, and she tried to hold on to the lorry. The last time I saw her, she was lying on the road in the dirt. The woman spoke very quietly, and tears started to roll down her face. I didn't know what to say because I was shocked by her terrible story. I'm sorry, she said. I always get very emotional when I tell this story. I can stop now. No, please don't stop. I want to hear what happened next. I had read a little about what Australia calls the stolen generation. They were Aboriginal children who were taken from their parents to be integrated into white society. Listening to Nangala made the story very real. Well, I lived at a Catholic orphanage in New South Wales for 4 years with one of my sisters, she continued. They gave me my new name and told me that I was a Catholic. Then, when I was 16, I went to Darwin to work as a cleaner in a big house. Later on, I wanted a new life, so I moved to England when I was 25 years old. There was too much pain for me in Australia. 50,000 Indigenous children lost their families between 1910 and 1970. But now, I feel more optimistic, because the government is very sorry about what happened. On the 13th of February 2008, the Prime Minister, Mr. Rudd, apologised for what they did to us. he promised that in the future there would be a fair go for all. A fair go for all? I asked. Yes, it's an Australian phrase. It means that everybody has got the opportunity to create something, to be somebody. He promised that things would be different. So now, I'm going to see my two sisters and one of my brothers for the first time since our separation. They all live near Darwin. For the first time, I feel I can visit Australia without fear. We sat in silence for a while. I was thinking about this enormous country. Australia is so young compared to Spain, which is ancient, with a history of thousands of years. The white population in Australia is less than 250 years old, and they can be from anywhere, but the Aborigines are the oldest culture on Earth. I decided that I wanted to learn more about the indigenous culture while I was there. When you come to Darwin, you can visit my community, said Nungala. She wrote an address on a piece of paper and gave it to me. We can tell you about the dream time. You'll like it. I wanted to ask her more, but she closed her eyes and went to sleep. I put her address in my wallet and also went to sleep.